Texte numéro 82. The Literature of Bullying. Not long ago, I reread one of my favourite children's books, Louise Fitzhugh's Harriet the Spy. If you were a girl growing up any time during the last 45 years, chances are you read and loved it too. And you'll remember how the bratty, precocious, budding writer Harriet roams around New York's Upper East Side after school, spying on people and jotting down brutally frank observations in a notebook. What you may not remember, I didn't, is the role that bullying plays in the book. When Harriet's friends find and read her notebook, which includes unflattering notes about them, they punish her with ostracism, mean comments and stares, and the silent treatment. The impact of the bullying, even on a generally tough cookie like Harriet, is devastating. At a time when the news is full of disturbing stories of bullying, the suicide of a 12-year-old girl bullied on social media, the alleged rape of a boy by other boys at a sports team retreat, racial slurs and physical brutality in fraternities, rereading Harriet started me thinking about bullying in literature. We're used to thinking about books as love stories or coming-of-age stories or war novels or family chronicles. There's no category known as the bullying story. And yet, bullying is one of the great subjects of literature and is often a pivotal experience in a character's moral awakening or disintegration. The most obvious example is Lord of the Flies, William Golding's parable of how boys stuck on an island descend into mob violence, torture and murder. More subtly, schoolboy bullying also figures in The Catcher in the Rye, where Holden's disaffection and his piercing, futile desire to protect the innocent are partly explained by his having known a boy who, hounded by prep school bullies, jumped out of a window and died. In Holden's experience, the things that make someone good, sensitivity and integrity, are the very qualities that draw bullies to attack. In George Orwell's savage autobiographical essay, Such, Such Were the Joys, he writes of snobbery as a motive for bullying at his English public school. He is sneered at by other boys and beaten by the headmaster, largely because his position as a scholarship student makes him fair game. Orwell's two dystopian novels, Animal Farm and 1984, are allegories of 20th century politics in which society itself, or the state, is the bully, using ruthless tactics to terrorise and crush individuals. The bullying is intended to degrade and intimidate, but it also shocks the victim and the reader into a sense of outrage and injustice. Bullying is cruelty in its starkest form, the terrible triumph of the invulnerable over the undefended. Adapted from the Golden Globe, September 2013.